John Ulu, the manager and chief editor of the Juba-based station Top FM, says most media houses have a hard time accessing in-depth news because of rampant censorship and harassment from security operatives.
Reporting security issues is a red line between us and the government. Number two is about corruption. These are the red line whereby if you report the corruption, you will not be safe. The other thing is the issue of raping and gender-based violence. This is a story. They put some female journalists into harassment directly and censorship.
Ulu says widespread censorship and harassment of journalists forces some reporters, who are overwhelmingly women, to abandon the profession. Josephine Ashiro, executive director for Community Media Network South Sudan, says when authorities do not uphold press freedoms enshrined in the constitution, it has a challenging effect on journalism.
The quality of content is reducing. That is simply because of censorship and harassment. Most of the journalists decide to censor themselves because they fear harassment, they fear, intimidation and all those stuff. So everyone now decides to pick a soft angle. Like when you are going to write a story, you make sure you pick an angle that will not create issues between you and the authority.
Jennifer Silber, a former reporter with the Juba-based City Review newspaper, calls the country's media environment challenging. Silver says she was among 8 journalists security operatives detained in Juba last year after attending a briefing by opposition politicians in parliament.
If you are not strong enough, you are not flexible, you are not creative, and you don't have that heart of endurance, media works become very difficult. And as such, you will definitely quit the profession because nobody wants to. You know, there are people who don't want to have friction all the time with people, and they suggest to do something where they don't face those challenges.
Reporter Hannah Ayada with Minkaman FM, a community-based radio station in Lakes Estate, Awerial County, says female journalists have a harder time getting sources to speak on the record compared to their male counterparts because of threats, intimidation, and harassment.
Journalists should have freedom to express themselves, to cover those stories, to do investigation journalism freely without being threatened. And then also, I would wish women in this field of journalism to be given the space to express themselves. If there's a story they want to cover, let them cover it now. Give them the story. They are as important as men who also do journalism.
South Sudan Deputy Minister of Information and Communication Technology Jacob Maiju Korok told VOA last week the media environment is conducive despite few isolated incidents of arrest and intimidation. The media watchdog Reporters Without Borders says media outlets in South Sudan are routinely blocked from covering issues related to conflict, and journalists often faced harassment, arbitrary detention, and intimidation. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.